AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's border czar says immigration enforcement could reduce the number of officers in Minnesota, but only after cooperation from state officials. Tom Holman says local jails should alert ICE to inmates eligible for deportation. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey tells the U.S. Conference of Mayors,
"It is less safe when we have roving bands of agents marching down the street just looking for somebody who might be concerned. And I gotta tell you, everybody is concerned when you have that kind of occupation."
Democrats in the White House negotiating a deal to avert a government shutdown, including new restrictions for President Trump's immigration enforcement surge. A former Illinois sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for fatally shooting a black woman who dialed 911 for help. Donna Warder recaps the case.
According to body camera footage, Sean Grayson and another sheriff's deputy searched Sonia Massey's yard before meeting her at the door and entering her home. Massey, a woman with mental health issues, seemed confused. Grayson noticed a pot on the stove and told the other deputy to move it. But Massey went to the stove, retrieved the pot, and teased Grayson for moving away from hot steaming water. That's when things escalated and Grayson ordered Massey to drop the pot. She set it down, ducked behind a kitchen counter, and appeared to pick up the pot again. That's when Grayson opened fire on the 36-year-old woman, shooting her in the face. He testified he feared Massey would scald him. A jury convicted him of second-degree murder. I'm Donna Warder.
And Haya Panjwani reports.
Authorities say a man claiming to be an FBI agent showed up to a federal jail in New York City and told officers he had a court order to release Luigi Mangione. The man was arrested and charged with impersonating an FBI agent. Mangione is awaiting state and federal murder trials in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. Gethin Coolball with news from the sports world.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen said that he recently had surgery for a broken bone in his right foot. The NFL's reigning MVP expects to be fully healthy for the start of spring practices. He said he would have been able to play if Buffalo reached the Super Bowl, despite walking on crutches and wearing a protective boot on Thursday. And United States international Crystal Dunn has retired from professional soccer after a decorated playing career to spend more time with her family. The 33-year-old New York native helped the U.S. win the 2019 Women's World Cup and the gold medal at the Paris Olympics. Dunn, a defender, appeared in 160 games for the United States, scoring 25 goals. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
8 games in the NBA tonight, 15 in the NHL. There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.